opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It is a beautiful day here in the Bay Area. And I'm sitting here slaving away over a hot microphone while the rest of you are out there enjoying this gorgeous day. You know, you ought to have some sympathy for me. And to make it even worse, I'm stuck in a studio with Rob Taylor. I don't know how much worse it gets than that.
It's a cruel and unusual punishment, but somebody's got to do it.
I do have a very special guest here today. I have Mel Campbell. Mel works with the Charleston, what is it?
The
Charleston Merchants Association. And next Saturday, this is a big deal, folks. Next Saturday is the 34th annual Charleston Crab Feed. And, you know, if you like crab, if you want to support the community, this is the way to do it. I've traditionally gone to these things for years and years and years. And it's kind of a cool deal. Not only do you get a great meal, but you get to see people that you only see once in a blue moon, because this seems to attract an awful lot of people. And Mel, I'm going to kind of let you tell the folks some of the ins and outs about the crab feed. And I guess the main thing we need to keep in mind is it's going to be held at a different venue this year. It's going to be held at the North Bend Community Center there on Broadway. Traditionally, you kind of held that at the school there in Charleston. And I guess that hasn't worked out real well.
It worked out beautifully as long as we could be there, but the facility just isn't big enough, and it needs some work. And so we were delighted to be able to move to North Bend, because we have great parking, a great facility. We get help from the North Bend football team.
Believe it, they set up our tables,
and the Key Club comes, the girls come and help with the tables. So we have more community involvement, even though we are so sad not to be in Charleston itself. Our idea is to give people an idea of what Charleston is, to come out and visit us and be there, and to know that this crab is fresh. Off the boat from our Charleston fleet, Chuck's Seafood is processing. It is just going to be the best, most wonderful crab. A great dinner. As you say, it's a great chance to talk to people you haven't talked to before.
Yeah.
And Jim, what a pleasure to be here and talk to you and sit across from you. He's got a new haircut. He's gorgeous, handsome. And
that depends on who you ask.
Well, I just had my eyes done. So, you know, anyway, you are wonderful, and we're so delighted to be here. Margie Whitmer is here with me from Betty Kay Charters, and we've been working the streets of North Bend and Coos Bay pretty up our banners and our signs reminding people that we'll be there.
That's great. You know, having it at the North Bend Community Center, even though it's not Charleston, it's gonna, I think, to some degree we'll lose a little bit the flavor of the event. However, that being said, I think it's a blessing in disguise, because North Bend Community Center is a much more centralized location.
Well, it is. The parking is great. It's great for buses. We have tour buses come in, and we can encourage people. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, you know.
The weather's supposed to be great.
Encourage people to continue on out the road, out to Charleston, to our beautiful beaches, to the new Marine Life Center. And we have shops, great restaurants. Of course, they'll be full of crab, but you run the beach and you'll be hungry all over again. You know?
Well, that's the idea. You know? Come back for seconds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, seconds. But basically, you know, this is a fundraiser. It's the thing that keeps our information center going. We contribute to other things in Charleston, but we are all run by volunteers. Our information center has never had a paid manager or person.
Right.
And that's why we're still existing and very happy. We have the happiest, most wonderful wonderful volunteers in the world because we're casual, we're warm, and we get people to come into that information center, tell them about Charleston, and by gum, they'll be there maybe for 2 or 3 days where they walked in and said, where am I? I'm lost. And we tell them. But we are a hub to all the wonderful things.
Yeah, I think Charleston is probably the most underrepresented community in the area.
Well, we've had some,
it has such terrific potential.
Oh, bless you. And the potential is really building up. I mean, we are uptown now with sidewalks. You know, I mean, we're going too far. But we have the fisheries, the Coast Guard, Fish Game and Wildlife. We're a largely government town, so the Merchants Association really stays in to promote the private business, the small business person. And this is an active little group of merchants who really work hard and proud of our area and proud of the information center. So, yeah. Margie, what do you say?
Yes, well, the Charleston merchants really care about the area and want to keep it known for a welcoming place to come to, both for locals and for visitors.
And for the Wild Women of Charleston.
And the Wild Women of Charleston.
Are the Wild Women going to be there?
Yes, of course, we will be there.
All right.
Right, of course.
You know, folks, if you've never seen the Wild Women of Charleston, it's worth the trip to go to the crab feed just to see them.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Oh, fantastic.
Why do you think I go? You know, I can eat anywhere.
Well, we'll chase you all about.
I go there to you know, it's always kind of a challenge to me to try to figure out, okay, what are they going to do this year?
Mm-hmm. Because we've been pretty reserved. Bye,
I think you guys should have let off with that. I'm you know, sitting over here, I think if you would have let off with, we're going to have an event with Wild Women, that would have been a seller right off the bat.
Well, yeah.
You know, we missed an opportunity here.
Well, now we know where your mind's at, don't we?
We're going to chase Bill all around. But that dinner, it's a dinner, only $20 for a big full crab dinner with beans, pasta, salad, rolls, drink, extra dessert by the Cousette Garden Club. It's a little
Going to charge $1 for the dessert.
But
big
it
deal.
Is fantastic dessert, all made in the Garden Club kitchens. So it's great.
Well, I can tell you from experience that when you get the crab with all the trimmings and everything, at least for me, it's a little more than I want to eat at one time. It's a lot of food.
It's good food.
And it's
very
good.
And you have to
good.
Crack your own crab. I mean, you come and you get the crab, and you have to learn how to crack it and do it and enjoy it. And some people crack it, put it in a little dish, and make a crab louis, you know, all kinds of good things to make.
I just like to dip it in melted butter.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have butter, but you have to sit on it to melt it. Well, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, Jim, it's so nice of you to have us here to talk.
Well, because you know, this was kind of a close thing this year because with the state closing crab season, it just opened last week.
We have been panting, but those guys at Chuck Seafood are just wonderful. And we buy our crab at market price right off the boat. And so, you know, it's fresh and wonderful.
Oh,
so
did that have a great effect on the price, the closing of the season?
You know, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to any of the fishermen yet on that. I know they negotiated for a price with the processors prior to the season opening.
Prior to the season, right.
Yeah, do you know anything about that, Marjorie, being a fishing lady?
Well, I think they didn't accept the first price, but then as the weather improved, they came to an agreement and it might be a little more or less than last year, but it's quite similar, so they're
we kind of go through this every year. This is the first year I can remember that they brought it down to the wire so close. Because, you know, another week, you'd have had to put the crab feed, you'd have had to move it back because
there wouldn't have been a crab feed. So we are really fortunate for our fishermen, our processors, for the whole community who comes out and supports a little community, unincorporated. We are just a wonderful, wild, great little place. So
and you know, and the people in Charleston, they're also nice. You know, I can't say I spend a lot of time down there, but I spend a significant amount of time in Charleston. There are several restaurants down there I like, and sometimes on a day like today, it's great just to go down there and wander around.
Our beaches are fantastic. Bastendorf sunset. Then there's the South Slough to hike in and to go.
Oh, I know.
We are a positive little place, and we want people to come and visit and enjoy all the beautiful pleasures that we have, too.
They've got an estuary out there with the trails that go on forever. And me and my wife go out there walking with the dogs, and it's one of the most beautiful places.
Isn't it great?
It's incredible.
Really.
It's gorgeous.
And they built a wooden platform, a trail, you know, that's goes over the lilies, and I'm telling you, you know, I take my relatives out there because you don't see anything like that in the Southwest, and so we encourage it. It's
so
beautiful.
After the crab feed, you go on out and enjoy Charleston, go to the beaches, and go to the South Slough. You might see. Are you on top of the deck or under the deck when you're out there, Rob?
We've gone to both. So,
you've gone both up and down.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's like the bar. We want to know if our people are under the bar, over the bar, whatever. So,
well, you know, Charleston to me is it's like the epitome of what people think of when they think of the coast.
Yeah.
You know, and we get tourists, and not just tourists, we get a lot of people just coming from inland for the day or for a couple of days, and you know, they don't want to go to Coos Bay or someplace shopping. They want to go to the beach. They want to go down. And something I've noticed is when I'm down there, there's an awful lot of people that seem to be attracted down there to the various docks where all the fishing boats are moored.
It's great.
And it's amazing how many people just walk around down there watching the fishermen come in, watch them unload their catch. It's great entertainment.
The port's put in new ramps that are very easy to get down to the docks. Now the docks are cement and comfortable and easy to walk on. You can crab off the docks.
Oh, I know. Isn't that
great? Lie down on your stomach and look underneath the pier for all the jellyfish, crab. You can look at a wonderful natural museum and then go over to the marine life and see their tide pool and tickle a fish, you know, do all kinds of wonderful
things. Well, and you know, when they're catching fish, they've got those fish cleaning stations, and the sea lions come in around there. And if you've never seen a sea lion up close, folks, they're a whole lot bigger than you think they are.
Back away.
Yeah.
Have respect for
them. And, of course, there's all kinds of opportunities for recreation in Charleston. Of course, Marjorie with the Betty Kay, which I have been out on. And if you want to go deep sea fishing, that's the way to go. Trust me.
Yeah,
been there, done that, and
they're doing some perch fishing, so perch, crab. I mean, there's all kinds of kayaking. There's anything you want to do. You can chase a wild woman down the street.
Or if you want to swim or just splash around in the water, go down to Sunset Bay. It's one of the greatest places in the world.
And safe. It's wonderful for the kids to go into. They can even
I like to go to Sunset Bay at low tide
because,
my God, you can walk out a half a mile. And all these tide pools and there's starfish and all kinds of critters in there.
We didn't know you were an outdoor man, Jim. This is exciting.
I've always been an outdoorsman. I used to hunt and fish. Age has taken its toll, unfortunately, but you know, for most of my life, at every opportunity, I wanted to get out of town. I wanted to go into the woods or go to the beach.
And see, you're right here where it's so close now.
I know, this is perfect.
You can do the whole thing.
It doesn't get any better than this.
No, it's wonderful. So, well, we thank you so much for having us.
Okay, well, let's remind the people one more time. It's next Saturday. It's going to be from 11 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon at North Bend Community Center. And a whole crab dinner is $20, and you get all the trimmings with it.
Yeah.
And if you want dessert, it's another dollar. But, you know, once you spend $20, what's a buck?
$1.50,
actually. Oh, okay. It says $1 on the thing.
I know.
A buck and a half.
I cheated.
So what?
Yeah, so.
But there's going to be drawings for prizes.
Fantastic drawings.
Yeah. Well, I want to win something.
Oh, well, it's a good offer. The merchants all around town have contributed. It's a great.
And, of course, they do accept cash, checks, or credit cards, so they make it easy. But if you don't have any major plans for next Saturday, go over to North Bend Community Center. Go to the crab feed. It's for a great cause. I think this is the only fundraiser the merchants do
all
year.
It's the only one we have. And it keeps, we pay our taxes, our maintenance, water, electricity, everything for the information center. No support from anybody but the scrap feed and merchant dues. So it's really something, and we're proud of that information center. It used to be an old laundry, you know? Wash and drip dry information center on the Oregon coast, you know, which makes us kind of special.
Yeah, I remember when you guys first opened that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm dating myself. I'm much too young to remember.
Well, and the
that
fishing dock is right. The public fishing dock is there, so you could go right out to fish and crab right off of the dock. So.
I can't tell you how many people I've seen that have just drop a line off one of the docks and
catch a wild woman, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, but they actually catch all sorts of stuff right off the docks.
Oh, they do. Uh-huh. Yes.
It's amazing. So.
And, you know, we didn't mention Simpson's Reef. We have all kinds of seals, sea lions, sea elephants, and whales going by. What a wonderful, glorious place we live.
You know, last year was the first time I actually saw a whale. I've gone to the headlands a number of times, and you stand there with your binoculars and look around, and you spend an hour and all you see is water. And I went out there last year. I don't remember exactly when, but I just kind of went on a whim.
Hmm.
I went on past Charleston down Cape Arago there, and got on the headland there at Bassendorf, and I was standing up there looking around, and my God, there's three whales out there. First time I ever saw them in all these years.
Isn't it exciting?
Yeah.
I get through all of this, we didn't say Shore Acres, my land.
Oh, I know.
What a blessing we have.
Oh, I know.
I can't count all of the wonderful things we have in Charleston.
I know.
And Jim, when you come out, that just makes it even more wonderful. Rob? And Bill, you got to get out there too.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you? Good. Okay. I thought I saw you.
Actually, yeah. Bill goes and walks the beaches almost every day.
Every other day.
At Bassendorf?
Usually Lighthouse.
A Lighthouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So, yeah, Charleston is probably one of the great unsung jewels in the
We're here to sing about it, and thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Well, you are very welcome. It's my pleasure because, you know, to me, this is what community is all about.
Well, bless you.
You know, you've got the merchants down there, and even though Charleston physically is a small area, Charleston contributes a tremendous amount to the economy of this area.
Well, our fisheries are major.
You know, way too often, we overlook that. We always think in terms of manufacturing jobs and all the things that are going on in the bigger cities, Coos Bay and North Bend, and to some degree Bandon. But I've never understood why Charleston gets left out of that mix when people are talking about the area, when I think Charleston should be the lead on that.
I agree with you. I've always wondered that when I first moved here is when we went to Charleston, I thought this is just odd that Coos Bay is the main center, but yet Charleston seems to me like that's where the action's at. You know, and it all has to do with the railroad, you know.
Right.
I mean, because the railroad came in from Powers. They specifically built it to Coos Bay, and that's what happened. They started dredging and bringing those boats.
Well, you know, the port has been a great supporter of us. I just must say they have contributed so much to...
Well, they've got
merchants.
The RV park down there, and they've got... you know, the port's in charge of all the moorings and everything.
They've helped us with publicity posters and all kinds of things for the Crabtree. So it's a working community working together. And I think the new Marine Life Center will have a display too, which will be a great thing. Yep. We may have even a fashion show. Who knows?
That's why I go, is to see what the wild women
what we can come up with. Well, again, I thank you. Thank you, Mel,
to you and to Marjorie for coming in and let people know about this. And we got to take a break here.
It's just been
a positive,
wonderful thing to be here and to see all you handsome men. It's nice to sit across from you. Telephone conversations are great, but there's something so special about being able to sit and look at someone when you talk to them.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of people that would be offended if they had to sit and look at me for any length of time.
Gosh, I don't know. With that new haircut, I don't know. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, and And this hair, trust me, it's antique blonde. I know these things.
I love it. Well, we'll take off. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, thank you, Mel, and thank you, Marjorie.
And we'll see you all at the Crab Feed.
I'll be there.
And all of those nice listeners of yours, too.
Absolutely.
Come and forget all your woes and laugh and play for
just,
a while.
Just come and pig out and enjoy the crab and enjoy all the people.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mel. And we got to take a break, so let's give something away, okay? This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend, one in Walmart and Reedsport. And as a thank you to his customers, the owner has chosen this show to give away some, basically give away some freebies in appreciation. So what I have here in my hot little hand, I have a certificate for one free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meal. A complete meal, one free small McCaffrey beverage, one free breakfast sandwich of your choice, and another one for one free dessert of your choice, as well as a sheet of coupons, or predominantly buy one, get one free on a variety of products. But I'm going to give all this stuff away to call in number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now. 541-267-2124. Be calling number 3, and you win all these goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And I'll be right back.
Always the right tire, always the right price, Far West Tire.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto. I was wondering how your tires are holding up on the wet, slick roads out there. If you are ready for a new set of tires, stop by Far West Tire and Auto, where you can get up to $140 back in rebates when you purchase 4 select Goodyear tires. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
At Gibbs RV in Coos Bay, we sell more RVs than anybody on the Oregon coast. And we're looking for nice, clean, pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Want to get your RV sold without the hassle? Call Gibbs RV today at 888-3424. That's 541-888-3424. Local pickup and appraisal at no charge. And remember, we make house calls. Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Okay, we're back. And we do have a winner on the McDonald's giveaway, so we'll do it again next week. Actually, we're gonna give something away in next hour. I want to go to Rob Taylor. Rob, you attended a meeting here this past week,
actually,
on urban renewal.
The meeting hasn't happened.
Oh, it hasn't happened.
Yeah,
okay.
Let me do a quick catch up from last week when we were talking about the pool.
Right.
And Bandon, you know, the pool committee is always trying to get back to the Bandon City Council, trying to get them to pay for their pool.
Oh, right, yeah.
Rejected. Well, just so that everyone knows, tomorrow night the city of Coos Bay is having their regular city council meeting.
Right.
And one of the things they're going to be talking about is a repair that they had to make to the piping and plumbing on the Mingus Park pool. Get this, folks. It's going to cost you $406,000 that are going to be coming
Whoa.
Out. Of, yeah. And that's just the part the city's paying. I think it's the Oregon's Park and Rec is also contributing a 60-40 or 40-60 loan. And so another couple hundred thousand is coming from them. So the project itself
Wait a minute. That's a loan?
No, that's a grant.
It's a grant.
It's
okay.
A 60-40 grant. I apologize. Okay. And so they're, but it's still our tax dollars,
yeah.
And they're going to be paying almost $700,000-$800,000 for a repair on that pool. So all of you in Bandon who hear me right now, you ought to be thinking your lucky stars that the voters rejected that pool, because that would have been your bill,
yeah,
of the future. And so that's just one of the things that's on the item tomorrow for the city council meeting at 7. But the second thing is that if you all have been paying attention to the show, you know I've been fighting against the county's urban renewal agency because it's ran by the port, who are unelected officials. And they're trying to develop the North Spit, which I don't have a problem with it being developed. I just don't want to pay for it.
Right.
Nobody paid for our businesses to be developed, so I don't think it's fair for me to pay for anyone else's. So I think it's time for that agency to close down. Well, the two main contributors to the agency is Coos Bay, the city of Coos Bay, and the city of North Bend. Well, the county has made the changes to the urban renewal plan for the North Spit, and that plan has been changed so much that the city now has to reapprove it, and that's what they're doing tomorrow night at the regular city council meeting, is they're going to vote on a resolution basically approving all the changes that were made to the plan by the county, and then it's going to go to the city of North Bend probably next week at their next city meeting, and right. They'll be voting on it. I'll be here to announce that. And then it's going to go back to the county, where the county will make the final decision, and I'll file a referendum, and we've got a petition going, folks. And
yeah, try to get rid of this urban renewal nonsense right. That's costing us money.
Yeah, well, you know, retire the debt so the retired can keep their home.
That's, yeah, you know, God, what a concept.
What a concept.
The people get to keep their money.
You know, and right now the government itself is going to be borrowing another $1 trillion to be paying for the debt. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're still almost $21 trillion in debt, and we're still running about a $2 trillion deficit. So we got to look out for this stuff.
Yeah, and it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. That's the right. reality. Okay. Anything else that's going on with that?
No, well, I'm still got the wild women on my mind. I'm sorry.
We know where your mind's at.
You know where my mind's at. But
Have you ever seen a wild woman in Charleston?
I have. It's one of the events down there. So, yeah, I got an idea of what they were. But, you know, when you first hear about it, you're like, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, they actually put on a heck of a show.
And it's good, and yeah.
One of the things that fascinates me, I go to that thing and the costumes they wear.
Yeah. And well, I think the ones in Coquille, there's a Coquille, the Sawdust Theater. I think they do the same type of thing, and they have the old Western costumes and the, and it's very, and I'm impressed with some of those costumes. I mean, talk about the detail and quality of all of them.
They put a lot of time and effort.
They put a lot of time and work in that. So,
yeah. So it's a great thing. I want to talk about, and I hate to do this to you folks, but I've got to do it. Last Tuesday, President Donald Trump gave his State of the Union address.
That was the best damn State of the Union address I've seen ever.
I can't remember being that inspired since Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, and you know, and it was, what was so great was watching those Democrats sit there and sit during all of the things that they should have been applauding for, that they say they stand for, and yet they stood there. And I wasn't happy with everything because he was a lot of giveaways that he was promising.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
Just remember, anything that's given away, you're paying for.
Right.
What you get for nothing isn't worth what you pay for it normally, but... I actually sat and I downloaded the whole speech. You know, it was online, so I downloaded the whole thing. I watched it through 5 times, making notes as I went. And then I watched the various Democrat responses at least as many times. There were 5 official Democrat responses. Those were the official ones. Unofficial, my God, I don't even know how many, because everybody thought they were an authority.
You know, I was looking at that Joe Kennedy. He could have been one of my sons. I was thinking, my gosh, what have I, you know. But the guy is, if that's the future of the Democratic Party and they're talking about diversity.
Yeah.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know that a lot of you are probably burned out on talk show hosts and pundits telling you all about Donald Trump's speech. And I would guess that probably most of you watched it for yourselves, so you really didn't need somebody else telling you what you'd seen. But I listened to a lot of that, and I've read literally hundreds of comments from various and sundry people across the political and social spectrum regarding the speech. And I thought, well, my God, you know, you go through all of this crap. I was getting confused. I was to the point I wasn't sure if they'd seen the same speech I had. But what I took away from it was that speech, Donald Trump's first State of the Union speech, was the perfect time to see just exactly what the Democrat Party, the media, and Hollywood really are. In my opinion, and it is my opinion, so take it as such, Donald Trump's State of the Union address was perfect. He spoke to and for the American people, for all Americans of whatever race, color, creed, whatever. He spoke from the poorest and the most vulnerable among us, who are the chief victims of the Democrats' determination to welcome millions upon millions of illegal aliens that are mainly low-wage laborers and who include predatory criminals. But it was a good chance to see exactly the differences between Donald Trump's philosophy on America and the Democrats and the media's philosophy on America. Now, Trump didn't use the word sedition to describe the law-breaking and Constitution-negating actions of his Democrat predecessor, Barack Hussein Obama. But he gave him an opening to abandon their nonsense, this silly resistance that they've set up, and go with the will of the people. You know, it was the people that elected Donald Trump president. So all these people out there criticizing Donald Trump, they're actually criticizing you. But Trump, he offered a hand to the Democrat haters, and they slapped it away. They basically said, screw you. When Trump summarized the successes of his first year in office, and there have been many, he emphasized how the prosperity of his first 12 months impacted the lives and hopes of ordinary people, wage laborers and others, whom the 8 years of the Obama presidency left behind. And in doing so, he exposed the Democrats in the most dramatic way imaginable. Under his policies, under Trump's policies, black and Hispanic unemployment are at record lows. And he said this, and the Republican side of the House rose to its feet in applause. And when the TV cameras panned over to the Democrats and the black caucus, they're all sitting there on their hands and showing America that the last thing they really care about is their black constituents. They would rather argue with Donald Trump than take care of the people they claim to represent. What they care about is their hatred for Trump. They don't care about you. I don't care if you're black, white, or polka dot. The Democrats really don't care about you. All they care about is hating Trump. And they're not disturbed in the slightest by the fact that they're basically poking their fingers in the eyes of Americans who are tickled to death. You know, we've got tax cuts. We've got the highest rate of employment that we've seen in years, in 17 years, I think. Companies are coming back to America and building factories. Companies that have never been in America are coming here to build factories. We've got jobs coming from everywhere you look. We got a tax cut so we can keep more of our own money. And Donald Trump wants to close off the borders so we don't have this influx of alien invaders coming into our country, sponging out of our pockets, and utilizing our resources that are for Americans. All the Democrats care about is hatred for Trump and about not disturbing the biggest lie of the political season, that the White House is the headquarters of a white supremacy movement that's intent on keeping black Americans down and making them suffer. They've got it 180 degrees out of whack. It's the Democrats that are doing that, not the Republicans, not Donald Trump. This was the Democrats' reaction throughout the evening. When Trump made appeals on behalf of the men and women that served this country in arms or military, when he praised his newly appointed Veterans Administration chief for firing VA officials that weren't doing their jobs, the cameras showed Republicans rising to their feet and applauding. And then the camera showed the Democrats sitting on their butts, consulting their cell phones. A couple of them were even playing games on their cell phones. What the images showed us last Tuesday night was that the Democrats' hatred of Trump overwhelms the need to care for the people that risk their lives to care for us. So now we know the truth about Democrats. They showed it very plainly for everybody to see, and if you couldn't see it, I don't know where you were. You know, images like this that, and these continued throughout the speech, they tell you everything you need to know about the Democrat Party today. Its representatives rejected, to a man and woman, a tax reform that put money in the pockets of millions of Americans and is bringing industries and dollars back to the United States. Democrats demanded and supported a sequester plan under Obama. That's because they were busy fighting amongst themselves and they couldn't manage to pass a budget, which they are constitutionally required to do, but they didn't do it. So they did this silly sequester thing that's hogties America's military in the face of greater threats than the companies faced in years and years and years. Democrats shut the door on Trump's offer to amnesty 1.8 million illegal aliens in exchange for border security, because keeping the borders open and hatred for Trump are a lot more important to Democrats than the actual DACA dreamers that they claim to care about. Think about that. Remember when King Barack Hussein Obama stated, "You didn't build that"? Remember that? Well, Trump's response in his speech was, "You built that with American heart, American hands, and American grit." Finally, we've got a president that represents the American people. Instead, I don't know who in the hell Obama thought he represented, but it sure as hell was not America.
I think he represented all those people at the Grammy Awards and the Academy Awards.
Right.
You know, all those people kissing each other's butt and telling them how great they are and stuff. Yeah. And they've never really produced anything that anyone could use of vital importance, but they're the ones
but
who
they're the
that.
Experts on right. everything. But that's the bottom line on the Trump speech exposed. The Democrats are running on hate, and it's pretty much all they're running on. Their hate has blinded them to the interest of the constituencies that used to be theirs. Hasn't been that many years ago when the Democrat Party was a party of the working man. Not anymore. They're the party of special interests and baby killers and perverts.
And dreamers. I used to think I was a dreamer. But,
yeah, well, the problem is Democrats are now blinded to the interests of the country at large, particularly as pertained to security and jobs. And it's narrowed their base of support to maybe 30% of the electorate, ensuring that come next November, they're going to have nowhere to go. And then there were the Democrat responses to the speech. And these were, I'll tell you what, folks, I actually had my wife make some popcorn, and I set it on my desk because watching this was the greatest show on earth. It was the greatest comedy I've ever seen. And I want to talk about more about that. But we do have to pay the bills, so we got to take a break. And I want to remind you, if you'd like to join the conversation today, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 541-267-2124. And I'll be right back.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from Bass and Tackle, and we want to invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our brand new Bass and Tackle Outdoor Show. It's going to be an hour of fun, frivolity, and of course, fishing. Remember folks, that's Wednesdays at 3 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 6 a.m.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
There are times when many of us could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, pays cash for firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. World Pawn Exchange is also a great place to shop for unique items for yourself or others. So, if you need cash, stop by World Pawn Exchange at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend. Get the cash you need now.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm talking about Trump's speech in the aftermath, and I'm going to progress and eventually talk about this the so-called Nunes memo that's got all the liberal shorts knotted up now over they can't handle the truth. But, you know, after Trump had just given the most upbeat, inspiring, and unifying speech we've heard in many years, a speech that was dedicated to the real issues facing America, you know, things like tax cuts and national security and illegal immigration, the economy, and other things, the Democrat response was totally tone deaf as to what's really important to most normal people. In his speech, Trump used the word we, 127 times. He only took credit by mentioning the word I twice. Now, compare that with the piece of crap Barack Hussein Obama, who in his final State of the Union speech used the word I 132 times.
I.
But he used the word we a whopping four times. So if you go by that, you've got to determine that Trump was representing the people of the United States of America. We.
And you know, Jim, why that's important to you is because you're a writer. And when you're a writer, you don't ever try to refer to yourself in the first person and inject yourself into the story.
It's always third person.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Obama walked out there. I mean, this guy took credit for everything from the creation of the world to God knows what. It was all I, me. I am such a wonderful piece of crap that everybody should love me even though they know I'm a piece of crap. That was Obama. But Donald Trump, it was we. We did this. We did that. We are going to do the other thing. But the Democrat and media responses and whining were all about social issues that aren't really the job of the government to begin with. They were concerned about abortion, transgenders, gender identity, homosexuals, Black Lives Matter, white supremacy, masculine toxicity, racism, the climate change scam, and all the other social justice issues outlined in Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. Okay? Not a word. Not a word about the issues that are important to normal people. Why do you suppose that is? We have a caller. We have Lee from North Bend. Lee, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Jim. It's been a while since I talked to you, but basically you were talking just the stuff you were just talking about. I'm reading a book called The Big Lie by Dinesh D'Souza.
Yes.
And have you read it?
I have read a number of excerpts. I haven't had an opportunity to read the whole book.
You need to go through the book, because basically what this does is tie the Nazi Party to the Democrats, especially at the beginning of the 20th century, and to the whole progressive movement, the whole idea of eugenics.
Oh, yeah.
He ties it together pretty high and tight. You know, he's not leaving any, he's not just making random claims or anything. He really does investigate this and research it and does a very good job.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I read some of the excerpts from it, and one of the first things I did was I went out and I verified his research, and I couldn't find any holes in his research.
Right.
So,
exactly.
That being the case, you know, if you can't find any flaws, then it must be true, right?
Not necessarily, but you know, it's like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, if he's hitting the nail on the head in enough areas, you know, like talking about Margaret Sanger and the whole deal with Planned Parenthood.
Oh, I know.
53 million children have been murdered. Okay.
Yes.
Well, abortion and late term abortion.
I don't know if you heard the show in the past couple weeks, Lee, but. I pointed out that all these idiot women out running around with their little pink vagina hats and everything, supporting Planned Parenthood, they're racists. They're so damn stupid, they don't even know the history of Planned Parenthood.
Well, you see, here's the deal, okay, the whole deal with Margaret Sanger, her plan was to eradicate the blacks in this country.
And Hispanics both.
Yeah, well, anybody they considered undesirable.
Right,
okay?
Yeah.
And there weren't very many desirables, to be honest. Most of us would be considered undesirable.
Well, by her standards, yeah. If you're not a knuckle dragging Marxist, you didn't meet her standards.
Right. And I have one other request also. You know, if you guys are going to go out and do petitions, do one for people like me who are absolutely not politically correct. You make a push to push back against all these veg heads and these retards and idiots, social justice warriors, all this safe space BS. I mean, I'll tell you what, I've never wanted to slap people so bad in my life.
I know.
Just listening to these pinheads. I swear to God.
Don't you want to reach into your TV screen and strangle them?
Well, I think I told you that. I would pay about half of my estate to have a TV where I could reach in there and just slap somebody.
Yeah.
You know, somebody like Juan Williams or, you know, one of these clowns on TV, Mika and the idiot.
I think you guys just invented a new app for the computer, you know, smack the crap out of a liberal.
Slap a lib.
Yeah.
I like it. Slap a lib.
We've just invented something here. I mean, you know.
I wish I was more computer literate, but I'm not. I'm kind of a throwback, and I'm kind of like, I still have a flip phone, guys.
I hate to cut you off, Lee, but that music in the background.
Don't worry. I know I was going to be short with you.
We're at the top of the hour, so.
Keep doing the thing you do, Matt.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. And with that, we are going to hear from some of our great sponsors. We're going to get some propaganda from the lamestream media. These are the same people that hate Trump. So put on your brain filters, suffer through it, and I'll be back in a couple minutes.